Back now with Greater LA, California's three strikes law is still in effect. But since 2012, non-serious and non-violent felonies have stopped counting as third strikes, and thousands of people have been released. But not Dawood Colson, at least not until recently. 20 years ago, Dawood was sentenced to life in prison with a chance for parole after 35 years. His crime was walking into an open garage and stealing $14 in change. For that, he was found guilty of robbery and burglary, which amounted to his third and fourth strikes. He remained behind bars because his crimes were categorized as low-level violent offenses, even though they involved no physical harm. A judge recently released Dawood, but many others in his situation are still locked up. Sam Levin is a reporter for The Guardian, and he profiled Dawood Colson's case. He joins me now, and Dawood Colson is here with us as well. Hi to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Dawood, I want to start with you, and I want to start by saying that I'm really happy you're here with us on the outside after everything you've been through. So how are you doing since your release?
I'm good. It's taking some adjusting, but life is good. I'm good. You know, I have a big network, you know, that's helping me out here. You know, everybody seems to be on the positive side, so everything's going well so far.
That's good to hear. Sam, since California adopted the three strikes law in 1994, there's been a huge increase in the state's prison population. Since then, there have been reforms to the law, as I mentioned. So what's the legacy of this law from your perspective? And did it reduce crime?
So research has repeatedly found that there's no evidence that this law reduced crime rates or deterred violence. But what the research has shown is that it dramatically increased the prison population in California. And so today we still have 33,000 people who remain incarcerated under the law. And there's, you know, severe racial disparities with that. Mm-hmm. You know, 45% of people who are serving life sentences due to three strikes are Black, despite Black residents making up just 6.5% of the population in California. Mm-hmm. So the legacy of this is mass incarceration in California and the sort of racial inequalities in our criminal legal system.
Dawood, you were in your mid-30s when you were convicted. You had struggled with substance abuse issues, a rough upbringing, and a doctor diagnosed you as having schizophrenia. And the judge at the time seemed to acknowledge that, and yet you were still given a life sentence. Do you remember what you were thinking back then when that sentence was handed down?
Once again, I was thinking, you know, again, I'm being kicked to the curb, you know, like I told Judge Lowenthal, you know, for years I've been crying out for help and no one hurt me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, I feel that the system failed, you know, the system is failing everybody, because I really think that the judicial system can do better just by asking questions, you know, a simple question, you know, what's going on? What made you act this way? You know, if they would just ask that, you know what I mean? I'm sure that they would come to better conclusions than just throwing them away and you know, getting rid of the key. It's crazy, you know, how they're just welding the door shuts on these guys, you know. And it's like all the laws that are being passed now, none of them really affect the third strikers. You know, all of them are affecting the second strikers and the first strikers. None of them are really affecting the third strikers, mm-hmm. you know. And those are the guys who's, if you look, you know, I mean, the recidivism rate for a third striker is very, very minute, if any at all, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to the second striker. You know, I think the system is actually built to, you know, continue revolving door. You know, because, as long as you're letting second strikers out, you know, they have another chance to offend or whatever the case. They're more likely to offend as opposed to a third striker. You know, the system is just broken. It's just broken.
Right. Because others have certainly served much less time or no time for worse offenses
yes.
than yours, which was walking into an open garage and taking $14 in change. So did that make it hard for you
yes.
to endure those years you spent in prison?
I wouldn't say hard. You know what I mean? Because this wasn't my first time in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But to look at it in the perspective that you just put it in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of made it rough, you know what I mean? Because
right.
it's like, I know for a fact, you know, there are other people who committed more heinous crimes than me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And have been released in a lot less time than me. You know, you have dudes who, you know, committed mayhem or murder or whatever the case may be, and they're going home. And it's like,
right.
wait a minute, man, I don't have a body, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take a body part or anything like that. It's like, I didn't cut an arm off or anything, or, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, I can't go home to my family, and, you know, but yeah. Just like the judge was telling me about this guy that was in Long Beach about the same time I was. He was committing crimes at about the same time I was committing crimes. And He was in the same city that I was in, and but his crimes were a lot worse. You know, his crimes was like driving under the influence, assault on a peace officer, mm-hmm. you know, with a weapon and so forth and so on. You know, things like that of that nature, beating his girlfriend up and stuff like that, you know. And but he ended up with 3 years. And the judge told me, and he said, man, you know the difference between you and this guy? And I'm like, no, I have no clue what the difference is between you and this guy. He's like, well, the difference is, you know, he was white.
So, Sam, I want to ask more about that judge, the judge who released Dawood, Judge Lowenthal. What did he say?
He couldn't comment specifically on his case, but in the courtroom, what he said to Dawood at the resentencing in which he was releasing him was that, you know, essentially this shocks the conscience. You know, this case is so shocking. And he really went through the basic facts of this case and the extremely harsh sentence that Dawood got for, you know, these very, very minor offenses that were related to poverty and related to the struggles that he was going through. And he acknowledged that and basically said that this, you know, person never should have gone to prison for the offenses he had. He you know, if he was sentencing Dawood today, it would be, you know, for parole and putting him into a treatment program to help him with addiction. Mm-hmm. But instead, back then, he got, you know, 35 years to life, one of the harshest sentences you could receive.
So there are a lot of other inmates in similar situations to Dawood's who are still behind bars. So are their cases also being reevaluated, or does it take a lawyer to pursue this and a judge like Judge Lowenthal to order a release?
Yeah, there are thousands of people like Dawood who remain incarcerated. There are thousands more who are left behind because their cases are classified as serious and violent, even when they are, you know, just like Dawood's case, you know, with mm-hmm. minor offenses related to issues of poverty and other health issues. And so it requires, you know, district attorneys to take on this and review cases and call for resentencing. In the case of Dawood's resentencing, the prison system itself, CDCR, the California Department of Corrections, actually recommended he be resentenced.
Dawood, you're 55 now. You had children from before you were locked up, and now you have grandchildren. Congratulations. You're married, too. And I know it's hard to summarize 20 years, but how did you make mm-hmm. it through your time in prison? And what's readjustment to society been like for you so far, now that you're out?
Truthfully, the way that I made it through prison through those 20 years was through my religion, through my faith, Islam. You know, Islam brought me through. You know, without that, I would have broke. Yeah, my wife and my religion was my rock.
Well, what's it been like to spend time with your grandchildren?
Oh man, that was so amazing. You know, it was crazy because the way it transpired was my son had Man, I love this dude, man. My son set me up, man. He took me to my grandson's football game. So we go into the stadium. So we're sitting in the bleachers. So my son tells me, he's like, Dad, man, I'm finna go to the car for a minute, man. I'll be back. So I'm like, okay, cool. So he goes to the car. He says, gone. Excuse me. Oh, man. Yeah, he stays gone for like 5 minutes. And when he comes back, he's got like this entourage of people behind him. And I'm looking, and lo and behold, it's my daughter and all my grandchildren and her husband.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, man.
Amazing.
Yeah. And just like it's hitting me now, it mm-hmm. hit me then, you know. So my daughter was like, oh, you big old crybaby. So I'm in the stands and I'm crying, you know, and she comes up and she hugs me. And I'm like, oh, man, you guys really set me up good, man.
I've been speaking with Dawood Colson, Long Beach native, recently released from prison after 20 years, and Sam Levin, reporter for The Guardian. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.